My name is Tom Jordan. I'm a member of a rock band called Chin's Mojo. My band rehearses and records in our own small recording studio near Dallas, Texas. Although my band calls this studio home, we also record other people here. There are some great musicians that have walked through and recorded songs here. I'd like to share some of those songs with you in this podcast. In fact, that's the whole reason this podcast exists. So from our little studio in Dallas, Texas, I'd like to welcome you to Chin Podcast, the story of an independent recording studio. Here's what this podcast is supposed to do. There are bands that have come through our recording studio that played their own music, and they're really impressive. There are bands that my band has met when we've played a show, they're also really impressive. There are nights when I sit up at the studio and I can listen through this material, and it blows my mind that there's no way to share this with you, like on Facebook or something, except maybe through this podcast. So that's what I'm going to try to do. I'll put four songs together that were recorded at our studio, or maybe they're bands that we know or however we bumped into them. I'm going to share four songs with you. I'll try to do that every week. Yes, my band is going to be on some of these, but I'm not going to put my band on every show. That's not the intention. I've got four rules that I'm going to use for this podcast, and I'm going to ask somebody to read them. If we're lucky, we can find a guest every week to come in here and read the rules. This week's guest is Noe Rosales. Noe sings in a band called Noe and the Nasties in Dallas. My band has played a few shows with Noe. She's also recorded in our studio. Noe's hilarious. She's fun to hang out with. I just really enjoy her. So, Noe, go ahead and read us the rules.
Rule number one, I want you to contact one or all of these bands. Each of these bands is still not famous and would appreciate hearing from you personally. Just say hello or like them on Facebook. Rule number two, if you hear a song you like, you can find more info at chinpodcast.com. Look for show notes for today's podcast, which is number four. Rule number three, I'm going to share four songs with you. Here's what they all have in common. Three of these songs came from this studio. Rule number four, we will tell a joke after song three.
I need to make a quick correction to what Noe said. I've switched the songs around after she recorded her part. So songs number two and three were definitely recorded here. Songs number one and four were not. All right, thanks, Noe. This week's first song is by Ian Lawler. It's two songs from Ian from his original self-published CD in 2010. He mashed those together and made one song out of it and then submitted that to a compilation CD. And that's where I picked it up, is on the compilation CD. It's called Lullaby Suite 1 and 2. The compilation CD where I heard it was published by Scott Wiggum, and we talked about that CD in episode 3 of the podcast. So if you're unfamiliar with that showcase CD that Scott put together, check out episode 3 of this podcast and then go back and look at that link. There's a lot of great music there. Here's one that really struck me, the one from Ian. I just really liked it. So let's get to it. It's Lullaby Suite 1 and 2.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Ian Lawler, and I'll put a link to his Facebook on chinpodcast.com. I'll also put a link to his album on CD, baby, so you can check him out. This next song is pretty interesting, and I can't contact the guy to even ask him if I can play the song for you, but I feel like it needs to be played, and I don't think it would bother him. The guy's a math teacher at a middle school in Garland. He came into the studio, says, "Hey, I've got this rap that I want to do. It's for my students. And let me go ahead and do this rap." And he was doing it. I was like, "Hey, this guy's really a pretty good rapper." So when he finished, I said, "Are you a rapper that teaches math or a math teacher that can rap?" And he kind of laughed it off. He also brought his kid up here, his daughter. And you'll hear her in the song as well. So let's get on with it. Here's song number two, Functions, by Dwight Williams.
Yeah. Welcome to Lyles Middle School to Function 101 Workshop. I'm your instructor, Mr. Williams. How you doing? This course is designed to give you a basic foundation of functions. See, functions are how relationships work. I hope you got your pen and your paper. Take some notes. Check it out.
Function make the world go round. Without it, we'll be upside down. Relationships can be found. Without it, then we'll be bound. Cause function make the world go round. Now how that sound? Function make the world go round. Without it, we'll be upside down. Relationships can be found. Without it, then we'll be bound. Cause function make the world go round. A function is a cool relation with inputs and outputs that will lead you to a certain location where each input is related to exactly one output. Let's go and take a closer look. Let's talk about input, aka X values, aka independent, aka domain. Don't be confused by the different names. They mean the same, they can't repeat, they need to change. And if they repeat, then it can't be a function main. And if they don't repeat, then you have a function main. Now let's talk about output, aka Y values, aka dependent, aka range. They really don't matter, just let them do their thing. Just remember, it's all about them X games. There's many different ways to represent a function. Tables and graphs, equations and maps. See, equations require you to do a little adding, multiplying, dividing, and subtracting. But the graphs are the best. Cause to reach success, all you need is the vertical line test. In the table, it's easy as it comes. Just observe the X values to see if they repeat, then you're done. There are different types of functions, just like conjunctions. Don't matter which one you're working with, use the injunction. You have linear, absolute, inverse, quadratic. Some are simple while others problematic. Just follow the rules and it should be automatic. Automatic. We live through functions like every day. TVs, computers, cell phones on display. Now that I'm done, let me hear you say that function make the world go round. Now how that sound? Function make the world go round. Without it, we'll be upside down. Relationships can be found. Without it, then we'll be bound. Cause function make the world go round. Now how that sound? Function make the world go round. Without it, we'll be upside down. Relationships can be found. Without it, then we'll be bound. Cause function make the world go round. If you get it, say I got it. If you got it, say I'm with it. If you get it, say I got it. If you got it, say I'm with it.
I got it, I'm with it. I got it, I'm with it.
If you get it, say I got it. If you got it, say I'm with it.
I got it, I'm with it. I got it, I'm with it.
If you get it, say I got it. If you got it, say I'm with it.
I got it, I'm with it. I got it, I'm with it.
Function make the world go round. Without it, we'll be upside down. Relationships can be found. Without it, then we'll be bound. Cause function make the world go round. Now how that sound?
Okay, so that was Dwight Williams' song Functions. He wrote that for his math class. I really liked it, so I hope it made you laugh. And maybe you learned something. The next song, song three, is by a band called Imperfect. And I love these guys for about six reasons. Here are the top ones. Sometimes our studio has community events where we have musicians come in and record just for fun or as a team. These guys always show up, so they're super reliable. Two, they've got kind of a rock, kind of an acoustic, kind of a Latin feel. They're doing their own thing, and I love that. Three, the singer's voice, Raul's voice, just kills me. It's kind of twisted. It soars. I just like what he writes. I like what he sings. So this band, Imperfect, has played some shows with my band. They've been in our studio. Can't say enough nice things about them. I'm going to go ahead and let them speak for themselves. Their song is called Time to Alight, and let's go ahead and play it now.
It's gonna drive me insane. Whatever it is that you're not saying, baby, stop playing and start explaining. I think there's something that you're not telling me, dear. And you think you're so confident is out of her. While you hide in low waters, your face in plain sight, the stories you slather with lucid delight have dissolved. A time to alight. Don't you come in this room with that heady perfume. Lock me into your eyes and then start my demise. Bleed me, how could I doubt your precious vow? No, not this time. What's the count? Well, you have your answer now. Why don't you go? Please don't go yet. Yeah. I think there's something that you're not telling me, honey. Something that's gonna drive me insane. Whatever it is that you're not saying, baby, stop playing and start explaining. I think there's something that you're not telling me, dear. And that just ain't right. That just ain't
So that's Imperfect, Time to Alight. We'll put a link to that band's Facebook on chinpodcast.com. Go check those guys out. And that's the third song. So guess what? It's time for a joke. Here's Noe with this week's joke. Go ahead, Noe.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga? You poke her face. How does Lady Gaga like her steak? Rah, 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 rah. If you are inside your house when you go pee and you're an American, what are you when you are outside? European! I don't know if I have another one. What kind of bees like milk? Boobies! Okay.
Okay, thanks, Noe. Obviously, Noe brought her own jokes in this week, so thanks for those, Noe. Okay, so here's our last song. This guy has recorded in our studio for, well, he hasn't been here for a couple of years, but he used to be here all the time. Now he's recording at home, I think. And the song we're going to hear is from his own home recordings. This guy's got a great sense of humor. He does all his own production for the music. He does his own, so he's a rapper, but he makes his own songs as the background music. This guy's name is AC, and tonight's song is one of my favorite songs that he's done. It's called My Baby Mama Suck. So let's listen to that.
I see you with the kids.
You have one unheard message. First unheard message.
You my baby dad, whether you like it or not. And I hope you don't expect me to expect you to be there, because I don't. I don't want you there, and I don't need you there. I got somebody else that's man enough to take care of your responsibility. So be happy and enjoy your life, baby.
My baby mama get on my nerves. Should've kicked the misbehaving name to the curb. She always talks shit, but the trick really scared. Hate to hear the name, but trick a favorite word. She don't do shit, but sit on her ass. While I hustle hard, then she ask for my cash. Use my child support as a personal stash. And when it's all gone, she be calling right back. Mug on the face every time she see me. Unless she wants something, then she act all sweet. Call me trick made and AC. Then turn around and still talk about she love me. The girl playing games, acting like that ain't worth something. I take care of my daughter, but don't deserve nothing. Calling my phone and cussing me out. She need to go somewhere and close her motherfucking mouth. Cause she be getting on my back. Baby, mama sucks. Should've never gave that squirrel my nuts. The bitch ain't shit, and she barely cook food. Wish I never met her, but that's just my luck. She used to be cool, but now she's screwed up. So 18 years of my life, I'm stuck. I love my child, but I hate her guts. Since she don't give a damn, I don't give a f***. The story messed up, but I just gonna do my duty. But if I could go back, then I'd never hit the booty. All that I hopping money spent on movies. I should've just been shopping for myself and bought some Coogee. But now I buy Huggies. I love my little girl, but if she turn out like a mama, that's gonna mess up my world. Cause the chick got problems. Always stay mad, see, claim me as the father, but don't treat me like the daddy. Say she don't want me, don't need me, she fine. Got another brother, man, enough for what's mine. Say she gon' leave and I can't see my child. Man, that bro crazy, straight or just wild. But I just handle up and take care of my business. But everything I do, she get to acting like a kid. She never would've thought my homie Richie would've did this. Now I hate my child's mother and my daddy.
Trying to tell you, my baby mama sucks. Should've never gave that squirrel my nuts. The bitch ain't shit, and she barely cook food. Wish I never met her, but that's just my luck. She used to be cool, but now she's screwed up. So 18 years of my life, I'm stuck. I love my child, but I hate her guts. Since she don't give a damn, I don't give a f***. My baby, mama,
you have three unheard messages. First unheard message.
You tell your little hoes I got something to say to me. You know what I mean? You tell her bring her dad's over and say they come out
safe. To delete this message,
should've never gave that squirrel my nuts. The bitch ain't shit, and
is my love. She used to be cool, but now she's the duck. So 18 years of my life, I'm stuck. I love my child, but I hate her guts. She said she don't give a damn, she don't give a fuck. My baby, mama, sucks. Should've never gave that squirrel my nut. The big thing she, and she barely could fool. Wish I never met her, but that's just my luck. She used to be cool, but now she's stupid up. So 18 years of my life, I'm stuck. I love my child, but I hate her guts. Since she don't give a damn, she don't give a fuck. I see you behind your
chest. I know you don't want to talk to me, but I really need to talk to you. So thank you for giving me up all day. Bye.
End of message. Goodbye.
All right, that was my friend AC and his song, My Baby Mama Suck. We'll post a link to AC's Facebook page on chinpodcast.com. I invite you to go check him out. He's pretty funny and he's pretty cool. So those are the four songs that I wanted to share with you this episode. I want to invite you to come back here next Wednesday to Chin Podcast to hear some more. And you can download the songs, you know, all of the songs that we played today will be available at chinpodcastmusic.com. That's all I've got for this week. So from the world's coolest recording studio and home of the band Chin's Mojo, I want to thank you for listening. I hope you heard something that you like. I want you to come back here next Wednesday. We'll have four more songs for you to listen to. You guys have a good week. Thanks. If you've got a band that you want to have featured on the podcast, or if you want to contribute a joke, feel free to email me. My name is Tom. You can get me at tomj@flash.net. That's my email address. tomj@flash, like a flashlight, .net. Okay, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks.